Well, President Trump ultimately expressed sympathy for the victims of the London attack, but he began his tweet Saturday night by saying the attack justified his call for a travel ban. Then he completely mischaracterized the words of the London mayor, saying the mayor said there was no reason for alarm. The mayor's office responded that he'd actually said there was no reason for alarm about increased police presence, to which President Trump tweeted today, "Pathetic excuse by London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who had to think fast on his no reason to be alarmed statement." And it's just Monday. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Robin.
Let's listen to what Mayor Sadiq Khan, who is Muslim, actually said.
Londoners will see an increased police presence today and over the course of the next few days. No reason to be alarmed. One of the things the police and all of us need to do is make sure we're as safe as we possibly can be.
So, Ron, President Trump in tweeting at least seven dead and London mayor says no reason to be alarmed without context. You know, either the president didn't know, which raises questions, or deliberately mischaracterized what the mayor said. That raises questions, too. What are yours?
The first question is, where did he get this impression? And it appears to coincide perhaps with something characterized on the Drudge Report during the first hours of reaction. It certainly did not seem to have come from any kind of looking into the actual circumstances or having had the opportunity to actually hear the mayor. And the people on his staff, that is the president's staff, are indicating that they're just really unaware of where he got this impression.
Well, so, and this is the person who has the perhaps the best intelligence and information in the world, but he's apparently getting it elsewhere. Look, Donald Trump Jr. also mischaracterized the London mayor a while back after another attack. He said that the mayor said terror was just part of living in a big city. The London mayor actually said that's why we have to be vigilant. Why would the Trumps do this? It would be easy to conclude that it's because the mayor is Muslim.
This is a discordant note, you know, in what has really been a moment of shared outrage and sorrow between the UK and the US. It seems highly unnecessary to do it unless you are thinking of all of this as an opportunity to make some kind of a point, an argument for the president's own approach to terrorism. And that does seem to have been paramount in his mind over the weekend and again today.
Well, as we said, the president took to Twitter to promote what he said was his travel ban on Muslims from several countries. This is this morning. But his lawyers have asked the Supreme Court to take up lower court decisions against the ban, and their defense is it is not a travel ban. So has Trump just sealed his fate with the Supreme Court?
This is a curious moment, not only with respect to the Supreme Court, but also the criticisms that he has been tweeting out today of his own Justice Department. They should have done this. They should have done that, as though they did not work for him. Mm-hmm. And it isn't also, of course, a charm offensive with regard to the federal courts in general to call them slow and political. They have a lot of power over what's going to happen and what's going to happen to the Trump agenda. And it almost seems as though the president were trying at some times to alienate the courts, including the Supreme Court, as if to goad them into striking down some of his executive orders, as though someone were trying to create a fall guy for whatever terrorism might happen in this country in the future.
Well, speaking of which, on Thursday, the fired FBI Director James Comey is scheduled to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. It was thought for a while that perhaps President Trump would use his executive powers to stop that testimony. Seems to be going forward. Comey's going to be asked, did President Trump tell you to stop the Russia investigation? Do you think there will be nuance in his answer, or will we get a yes or a no?
There is every possibility that former Director Comey will choose a more nuanced response than a simple yes or no. I don't think that he wants to detonate a maximum explosion in the middle of these hearings. But it is to some degree a yes or no question that it would take a certain amount of strain to hear the yes or the no, but it should probably wind up being audible or else the senator is going to ask again.
Well, and can they ask to see the memo, the notes that are Comey is said to have, in which he says that the president asked him to please lay off on the investigation? Will he have to produce those?
We expect the committee to want to see those documents and any other documents that might be relevant to their line of inquiry.
Yeah, just in the few seconds we have, how big is this testimony for President Trump?
It could be critical. If it seems to exonerate the president, it could take a lot of the air out of this whole Russia connection investigation. But if it does not, it takes that investigation to a new level of seriousness and threat to the president himself.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. That testimony lies ahead this week. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.